I was sitting in the moccasin the other day, looking at the fish that were on display, just me and a friend. We were drinking a beer when I overheard a story that I wanted to hear. So I leaned a little closer and I listened to the man tell a tale about a fish known around this land as fence post. Fence post, fence post. Well, the story says that several years ago lived a musky guy named a Buckskin Joe. Went out early one morning just to try his luck, but he never returned to his pickup truck, and the search party say they found his fishing hat in the water by a bog near the habitat of fence posts. Well, I heard some other talk in the bars around that she'd go 85 if she weighed a pound. She was long as an oar, and there ain't no doubt you'd surely be the loser if you had a bout. And all the guides I heard lived around these lakes, so there'll never be no one that's ever gonna take old fence post. Fence post, fence post. My curiosity was running real high. Just had to go out and give that fish a try. Got up early next morning at the crack of dawn, had my boat all loaded and my motor on. Launched her in the water, I'd but one wish was to give me a glimpse of that record fish they call fence post. I threw jerkbait surface and bucktails too, but she just wouldn't hit anything that I threw. I beat the water to a froth, I couldn't throw no more. Then I rode my boat up and down the shore. When I spotted that place and my blood run cold, it was a place in that story that I'd been told, where it happened that day several years ago between that musky guy named Buckskin Joe and fence post. Well, I dragged my jerk across that sunken bog, and the bait stopped dead like I'd snagged a log. I reefed back hard and my heart beat fast. Could it finally be I hooked that fish at last? When she started to move, and that's when I saw the big dorsal fin and that toothy jaw, fence post. We battled for what seemed an hour or two, and I realized I had to pay my dues. My reel was singing and my rod was bowed. I didn't even think I had a prayer she'd hold. But even though my chances, they seemed remote, somehow or another I worked her toward the boat or fence post. I reached down, slipped the gaff through her jaws, and I looked into her evil eyes. But she wasn't done. In spite of her old age, she exploded in a wild, musky rage. Smashed my boat with her tail, broke my rod in half. The water was flying, and so was a gaff from fence post. When the spray finally cleared and I looked down, that big muska lunge weren't nowhere around. But then I spotted her down in that brown water murk. From her alligator jaws on my busted jerk, she was heading for the bottom, far as I could tell. She's possessed by the devil, swimming straight for hell, fence post. Well, I heard another story just the other day that said last spring, fence post passed away. That she washed up on shore when the ice went out. But that story, my friend, I just gotta doubt, 'cause last night I saw a big one roll off that bog. From the size of the boil, it was that monster hog they call fence post. Fence post, fence post, fence post, fence post.
Well, folks, you ready for open water? It looks like it's going to come early this year, and, you know, it'd be a while for our muskie season, unless you're in the southern part of the state. But, you know, some good fishing to be had this year. I think it's going to be a tremendous year. A lot of stuff going to happen early this year. And one of the things that's going on right now is some of the sports shows. One's coming up is the Wisconsin Muskie Expo over in Wausau. Had a chance last week to talk to the show promoter and fishing guide Rich Reinert about muskie fishing in general. How it used to be, because he goes back quite a few years, as do I. but how it used to be and how it is now, and some of the things about the sports show and some of the stuff coming up. So it'd be a really interesting talk with Rich.
We're talking to Rich Reinert, who used to be a fishing guide, and now is kind of, well, I don't think you're semi-retired, but you do a big sports show, one of the muskie shows out there, right, Rich?
John, yeah. No, I'm still out there guiding just a little bit. Just, you know, long-time repeat customers, but yeah, we got our hands full with the Wisconsin Muskie Expo.
You know, muskie fishing has changed a lot, Rich, over the all the years. I mean, I've been at it for 50 years or more, and it's changed a lot. And, you know, in some of the previous shows here, I talked about the fish seem to be getting harder to catch even because there's just a lot of pressure out there. A lot of people muskie fishing nowadays.
Well, there's no doubt that muskie fishing is growing tremendously. But yeah, I agree with you, John. Listen, you and I remember the old days.
I think there's less fish out there because there's the mortality factor when it comes even to catch and release. But the fish that are out there, I mean, in some cases, there's actually a good population out there, but they just don't want to respond to lures. They've been subjected to so much pressure over the years.
No, I agree with that too, but some of our waters are definitely suffering without a doubt because, as you just mentioned, the mortality rate, you know, guys catch them, you know, you look at these tournaments are becoming more and more popular for muskies. I don't feel that some of these fish are being handled the way they should be. And you know what that happens to that, you know, 2 days later, they belly up, you know.
No, it's not just muskies, it's all fish. It's just, I think I can blame a lot of that. And we've previous shows, we kind of mentioned that too, social media. You know, it's just too much YouTube, too much, got to have pictures for social media. And, you know, I can remember, you remember, you know, going back a bunch of years, catch and release, a lot of the fish never even got in the boat. We'd measure them and release them right in the water next to the boat.
Exactly. You know, John, people don't realize they listen to your program. We didn't have YouTube and we didn't have, you know, Facebook to do this stuff. But, man, you know what the fishing was in, you know, all these areas of the state. And, yeah, it's definitely tougher. A lot of people point and they say, you know, well, you guys are getting older. No, we haven't forgotten. We know what it was and we know what it is today. So, you know, but, you know, there's still muskies. People are chasing them. And we try to do our best in providing a really good show for the muskie fishermen within the state of Wisconsin.
I think there's bigger muskies out there now than there was back 35 years ago. But, you know, there was a lot more muskies, I think. You know, if you go back, and the fish were more catchable, too, because if you went back into the 80s, there were a number of guides and stuff that they were catching 200-300 fish a year. You know, that I don't think anybody does that nowadays.
No, I think some people talk about it, but I think when it gets right down to it, I don't think they do, you know?
You know, and Rich, you know, muskie fishing, yeah, the big deal is now is these shows. I mean, these shows have come about over the last, 20, 25 years, and they've just gotten bigger and bigger. And now, you know, you run the Wisconsin Muskie Expo down out of Wausau, and that's a really good show.
Well, I appreciate that. We work very hard at it. We just, you know, we look straight ahead. We keep our nose to the grind, and we don't look off at any exits. We just worry. We watch our own bobber, and we try to make the show not only good for the exhibitors, but as well as the people that come to see the show. I know that I just got done looking at the final floor plan, and I do know we have 80 exhibitors there, and we've got exhibitors that probably that most people aren't going to see at other shows. Yeah. So,
yeah, and you have a big seminar line up there too, right?
Well, yeah, one of the things I've always done in, you know, this show when I started it, I want guys passing on information for the people that are taking in the seminars. There's a lot of big, you know, big names out there, but the guys that I think I have speaking at the show, I have the highest respect for, and they're real guides, they're real fishing guides. And so I'd like to get you up there sometime and do some talking. What do you think of that idea?
Well, I guess it's been a long time since I've done a muskie seminar, but I did a lot of them in the past years ago. But, you know, I'm open to that, I guess, for some time. I'm still fishing muskies. A lot of little fish, a lot of fishing with families and stuff nowadays, because it's hard to keep up with all the young kids out there muskie fishing. I'm getting to be one of the old guys out there, but... you know, I still get fish. I mean, almost every trip we go out with muskies, we score with fish. Not as many of the real big ones that we used to, but, you know, nowadays you got to really try different stuff to get the big ones, it seems like.
Well, I bet you if you put your mind to it, I think you would do just fine. I think you'd figure out what you had to do to go get them, so.
Oh, yeah, well. You know, a lot of the fish that I caught years ago were after dark. Al Lindner put me onto that fishing. You know, I was having trouble getting fish, and he said fish after dark, fish nights, and we did it. And we caught a lot of big fish doing that. But, you know, nowadays it's there's a lot of fish that are coming from out in that open water, that out there thing where they're away from shore, away from structure. And even those fish are starting to get wised up now, because there's more and more people doing it. I mean, Tony Rizzo was probably the first one that ever did that years ago. But, you know, nowadays it seems like a lot of people are out there in the middle of the lake, and that's where these fish go, a lot of them.
Tony Rizzo was the pioneer to open water fishing. Tony is, you know, look, Tony Rizzo was my mentor. Tony knew me since I was, you know, from the time I was 16. I started guiding in Wisconsin. I used to take Tony's overload, and that's how I started. He kept me busy 3-4 days a week. But I can tell you right now, Tony Rizzo, there were other names that try to take credit for it, but I can tell you for a fact, Tony Rizzo was on the forefront, and he was the pioneer to open water fishing. That's a fact.
You know, and there's a lot of guys nowadays want to claim that that's their claim to fame, but, you know, it's been around a long time, and you know, we just didn't have the electronics back then that we have now to make it a lot easier.
That is a fact, that's for sure. You know, so are you coming down to the show this year, John?
Yeah, I plan on coming down. If I can get away here and get down there, I'd like to get down there and, you know, maybe meet up with some of my friends.
I think that'd be, listen, you know, I'm sure, you know, people, you know, the listeners on your show, the show is March 15th through the 17th this year. We've got a pretty good, you know, schedule of speakers, a lot of good information. You know, we've got a lot of new exhibitors, different exhibitors. The show keeps growing bigger and bigger every year. I mean, it's always been, you know, a fairly good size, but we've got a lot of hard to find, you know, exhibitors that you're not going to see at a lot of shows. So, I think, you know, we have that to offer. And again, we got some good speakers out there, you know, that definitely you'll pick up a lot of information from. And it's a good time. You know, this show here, we just, you know, it's about muskie fishing. It's very family orientated. You know, I don't deal with the guys walking around, you know, that with their chest poofed out. We put that fire out whenever they come through the door. We don't want none of that stuff. We just put on a good muskie show, and we keep growing bigger and bigger. The numbers keep going up and up. One of the things that we've noticed, John, that our 2 and 3 day passes, you know, are getting more and more every year. People are making this a weekend thing. And we draw people from all over.
You know, that's interesting, too, because a lot of the bigger general sports shows seem to be tapering off with a lot of stuff going toward the internet. But the species-specific things, whether it be a deer thing or a muskie thing, or sometimes if you get a specialized fishing show, those seem to be doing better.
Yeah, I would say so. I can tell you this. Our numbers every year, you know, they either hold or they keep going up. Every year, and like I said, our 2 and 3 day passes. I was just in Wausau yesterday and checking with the hotels, and their bookings are at an all-time high. I mean, there's going to be some people that want to come out, and they I mean, we've got people coming from Chicago. I've got people coming from Pennsylvania. Wow. To the show. And Southern Illinois, I know. They'll be up Indiana. There'll be people from Indiana. We got a nice, you know, where the show is at in Rothschild, you know, you got two major, you know, highways coming through there. And so it's easy to get to for most people. And we draw people from Milwaukee. We got a lot of people from Madison. We got people from Illinois, the northwest suburbs of Chicago, you know, Minnesota, the UP. We got people coming from everywhere.
You know, so, Rich, this winter has been a strange winter. And I think people are kind of wanting to get back out on open water. I think we may get out on open water a lot earlier this year because there just isn't a lot of ice on these lakes. Most of the lakes around here is anywhere from 5 to 10, 11 inches at the most. And that's unheard of for this time of year. So I think that's going to go away fast. We're going to be able to get out there on open water a lot earlier this year.
The guys down on the Wisconsin River are already walleye fishing already. They've already got their boats in the river. They're already jerking on some eyeballs. You know, I mean, they're catching fish. And the big thing out there has been, I guess they've been using a lot of, well, right now they've been using jigging minnows. But as the season progresses, it warms up. It's kind of interesting. This bait, it was big down south, but it was called a Key Tech, you know, shiner, 3-inch shiner. And that's been a really big thing. And that's what they're catching the fish on right now. But they're getting some really decent walleyes right now.
You know, it'd be a while before muskie opener, but I don't know when it, I don't remember when it opens down south. I think the first Saturday opens down there, opens earlier than up here, but
it does.
Yeah. And they'll be, you know, I think we'll be having some good muskie fishing early this year because, you know, the water's going to be really warmed up. So I think the season's going to be a good year this year. And that early part of the season is always going to be good where you can fish them, you know, down south. Up here, the season's closed, but you know, down there, that's going to be a prime thing, I think.
I think it's going to be a tremendous muskie fishing this, you know, this spring is going to be extremely well if we continue. I mean, but, you know, this is Wisconsin, and we can, you know as well as I do, that the weather could snap and we could go right back into winter again. You know what I mean?
Well, we could, you know, and if we definitely need to get some water someplace because the Big Chippewa flow is about 5 feet down, and I know Moose is down 5 feet. We got to have some water from someplace, and when you're out here, there is no snow up here. I mean, none. I mean, it's not there.
I know, that's amazing. Last year, you were getting pounded by snow, and this year, you've got nothing. I know from the pictures I've seen up there, you know, you've got nothing. It's almost like, you know, it's like early spring, you know, maybe late fall.
You bet.
Shoot, you get more snow in late fall than you got on the ground right now.
Oh, we did. You know, you said last winter, I couldn't push it high enough with my John Deere tractor that was everywhere. But I think that's going to, but you know, that could be hard on the fish spawn too, on some of the earlier fish that spawn because, you know, if the water warms up too fast, it's not good for natural reproduction either, I guess.
Oh, you're exactly right. That's exactly right. And I know that they've got a concern with that this year, so.
Yeah. You know. Well, anyway, the show is coming up when again, Rich?
The show, the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, it's at the Central Wisconsin Convention Center in Rothschild, Wisconsin. It's going to be March 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Wow, interesting stuff. And I want to thank you for taking the time to tell us about that. I don't get a chance to talk to you very often.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm staying pretty busy. I moved back to Wisconsin. I know my wife is tickled to death. She's up here with her family, and she's back fishing for muskies again. And she loves them muskies. I'll tell you, never seen a woman have so much passion for a fish, but she sure has it. And so she's happy to be back. I definitely, you know, it's been a mild winter, so I think, you know, God blessed me with that, so it took me some time to get used to it a little bit, you know?
Well, Rich, I want to thank you again for taking the time to get on here.
Well, thank you, John, and I hope to see you. You come on down.
Thank you.
Well, some interesting things there from Rich, and, you know, if you get a chance to get down to the Muskie Show down there in Wausau coming up, it'd be a great event, it'd be a lot of interesting things there, and lots of new tackle, and always some new tackle out there when it comes to muskies. And as we wrap up the podcast here, you know, you want to think about some of the stuff we talked about in some of the previous shows and podcasts. fish handling is all important. And it comes to warm water conditions. It comes to how many pictures you really need to take, how close you need to measure that fish. We want the fish to survive when you put them back in the water. So, you know, really start thinking about how you're handling fish and how your fish handling skills are. Anyway, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody there. And please support some of our sponsors on the show. We've got some great sponsors. They're all on the page here, LinkedIn, and you can visit their websites. But anyway, we're out of time here, and we'll see you back here in the next podcast and the next radio show.
I'm living in the north, 'cause that's where I want to be. The fish and wildlife, they abound, living in the north country. The woods and water, lakes and streams, we've got them all around. And people come from far and near to share what we have found in our Wisconsin outdoors. Breathe in that clean, fresh air. Hear a partridge drumming on a log. See a fish jump or a bear. Spot a white-tailed buck or a flock of ducks as they wing across the sky. And this land that we call paradise will show you the reasons why in our Wisconsin outdoors. Living in the Badger State, way up in the Northland where the recreation's great. So sit back, relax, kick off your shoes, sink in your easy chair. Come on along, listen with me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.